This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted that India's Nari Shakti is setting examples across sectors and actively participating in the resolution of a Viksit Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi underlined the government's focus on women-led development over the past 11 years. He noted that the NDA government has redefined women-led development through a series of impactful initiatives. These include ensuring dignity through the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, financial inclusion via Jan Dhan accounts, and empowerment at the grassroots level. In Tamil Nadu, Union Minister for Home Affairs and senior BJP leader Amit Shah today criticized the DMK government for indulging in anti-people policies. Addressing a party meeting in Madurai, he accused DMK for TASMAC corruption amounting to 39,775 crore rupees. He said that the law and order in the DMK government has been in disorder. Mr. Shah said the state assembly elections in Tamil Nadu next year is very important for the party. He said that in 2026 state assembly elections, the NDA alliance partners will have a victory.
2026 में इस तमिलनाडु में फिर से एक बार NDA की सरकार बनने जा रही है, भारतीय जनता पार्टी AIDMK की सरकार बनने जा रही है। मैं तमिलनाडु की जनता का इसलिए भी आभार करना चाहता हूं कि ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के बाद हमारी वीर सेना और हमारे नेता नरेंद्र मोदी जी के समर्थन में जो तिरंगा यात्रा है तमिलनाडु में निकली है वो देश के किसी भी हिस्से से कम नहीं है.
The Home Minister said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India taught a lesson to the perpetrators of crime in Pahalgam through Operation Sindoor. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi today visited forward posts in the Garhwal region to review the operational and administrative readiness of forces deployed in forward areas of Garhwal, Uttarakhand. During his visit, the Chief of the Army Staff interacted with troops guarding the frontiers and commended them for their unwavering dedication, resilience and professionalism. General Dwivedi also inaugurated IBEX Tarana 88.4 FM, the first of its kind community radio station based in Jyotirmath. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is on a seven-day visit to France, European Union and Belgium to further deepen India's strategic ties and give renewed momentum to ongoing cooperation in diverse areas. During his France visit, the External Affairs Minister will hold bilateral discussions with his counterpart, Minister for Europe and Foreign Affairs of France, Jean-Noël Barrot. He will also engage with the senior leadership of France and interact with think tanks and media. Dr. Jaishankar would also participate in the inaugural Mediterranean Raisina Dialogue to be held on the 12th and the 13th of this month. National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested three insurgents in a case related to a deadly attack on security forces that killed two police commandos and injured several others in Manipur last year. The three men, along with their associates, had planned, conspired and executed the attack on an Indian Reserve Battalion post and security forces in Moray on 17th January last year. Russia has announced today that its forces have advanced to the edge of the east-central Ukrainian region of Dnipropetrovsk, marking a significant escalation in the ongoing conflict. This military move comes amid a public dispute between Moscow and Kyiv over peace negotiations and the return of thousands of fallen soldiers' bodies. Italians head to the polls for a referendum that could significantly change the country's citizenship and labour laws. Voting began today and will conclude tomorrow, with the government of Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni strongly opposing both proposed reforms and urging citizens to abstain. In the French Open Tennis 2025, second-seed Italian pair Sara Errani and Jasmine Paolini have won the women's doubles crown. The pair defeated Kazakhstan's Anna Dalidina, paired with Serbia's Aleksandra Krunic, 6-4, 2-6, 6-1 for the title in the final today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.